One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, America. Thanks for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. With you, as always, is Chris Paw. Here with Tabzy.
Hi, Chris.
Kaizy.
Hey.
The Jew. Yeah, what's up? And, I'm too big and important to be on time to a show taping, so I'm leaving. Bye.
Well, that was
bye,
weird.
Chris.
Bye, Chris.
Yeah, get out, Chris.
Well, I'll be better for it.
So, Kyle, how was your week?
It sucked, you know. Well, what can you do?
Tabitha and I witnessed a stabbing.
I wasn't even going to try to make small talk. Let's get to the stabbing.
The highlight of our month, maybe. It snuck right in there at the end of July and made all of July good.
Yeah. It really did. It made my July. It's like, oh, I'm getting presents. We're having cake. Nick stabs himself. Yay!
And when you boil it down, it really is nothing more than just, like, someone who owns a lot of knives gets reminded how, like, important knife safety is. And, you know, you get careless with something, you slice your fucking kneecap open in someone's home, and then you're like, oh, maybe I do just, like, use my knives a little carelessly. We were doing arts and crafts. Like, we were cutting cardboard. We had scissors. I was using scissors just fine. And he looked down on that and just fucking jammed his knife into some fucking cardboard and then just yanked it at himself. And then was like, whoa, oops.
So, you guys, I'm assuming we're, let me get this straight. At Jeremy's 40th birthday party, you were eating cake and ice cream and giving Jeremy presents, and then you started doing arts and crafts, and Nick Yurig, being the hillbilly that he is, decided, I'm not going to use scissors. I'm going to use a doll pocket knife that I've been carrying since the second grade to cut cardboard. Is that,
100,
is that what I'm picking up?
110%. We gathered for our weekly sad boys meeting, as we've been doing responsibly, and Jeremy's birthday was a few days after, so you know, we gave some presents, had some cake, and then it was like, all right, rest of the meeting, and we were working on like set design and stuff, so we went downstairs, started to work on set design. Oh, we got to cut up this cardboard. And Nick just fucking goes balls to the wall and just, yeah, cuts his kneecap open. We're like, oh no. And he's like, it should be okay. And then, like, he, like, moves his hands and there's just fucking blood everywhere. And Kristen's just like, because, like, it's her home. And Kristen's incredibly squeamish.
Let me ask you. How responsible did Elton react?
He wasn't there. Oh, fuck,
dude, if Elton was there, you would have been fine.
He wasn't there, and it was just Kristen freaking out. And then, like, I just tried to walk away because I was like, yo, I can't do with other people's blood. Like, can't do that. Nope. And then, like, I was like, it's taken a long time for Kristen to come back with anything. And I'm like, fuck, I gotta help. I gotta do something. So we just, like, threw washcloths at him to just try to, like, sop up whatever was happening. And we were just, like, are you okay? And like, he tried to write it off at first. He tried to like act like it was gonna be better.
It'll be fine.
He's a fucking man's man, dude.
And then he was like, oh, because he was like kneeling. He was like on his, like sitting on his feet, kneeling, and like sliced open the kneecap and like leaned back and like put some slack on it. And that shit just opened the fuck up.
And so he tried to sit down to be politically correct, crisscross applesauce. And when he bit his leg, it just ripped it open like a.
Basically,
like a vomiting fish, just blah.
Yeah, that was when he was like, oh, I can see my kneecap. And we're like, yeah, you have to go to a fucking hospital, dude. And then I just went upstairs because I was feeling real overwhelmed. I laughed.
Yeah, me and Dylan got him into the car, and I took him to Metro and waited in the parking garage while he got stitched up. And apparently he made friends with his neighbor and watched Good Burger. So.
Huh.
I had Good Burger. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, I could think of worse things to watch in the hospital.
Did you get squirmish or did you get rock hard, Jeremy?
No, I was like, you stabbed yourself for me on my birthday? I was so happy.
You should have just started rolling the cameras.
Oh, no, no. That was really gross, dude.
It was so gross. Kristen was, like, really amazed he didn't get any blood, like, on her carpet. And I was like, wow, how polite of him. But then, like, after Jeremy and Nick left, Dylan and I got to witness Kristen just absolutely like losing her mind and being like, oh God, I have to wipe down every surface Nick touched. I have no idea how much blood was on him. And just like scouring her house looking for Nick Urich's blood.
Oh man.
Hell well, yeah.
I understand as he is a dirty West Virginian.
Filthy.
But he got stitched up at the hospital.
How does it look? Is it gnarly?
It's not gnarly. I mean, it just looks like a stitched up cut.
Yeah.
I told him.
Go ahead.
I told him that he better make sure it heals good or else it's going to look like he has a vagina on his knee.
Hell yeah.
100%. That's what happened the time I fell down in my driveway. And I scraped and cut my knee, like, in two different places. And it just looked like a vagina. It happens. It's really hard to avoid with knee cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be gnarly because I thought he, like, there was more force behind it. I thought there would be, like, some mild bruising or something.
So did he cut it, how to phrase this? Did he cut it like eye slit or did he cut it like coin slot?
Coin slot, up and down.
Coin slot.
Because he was pulling back and like.
I'm trying to envision the knee when he sat down crisscross applesauce.
Well, because like it was.
Just how his knee opened up. Like, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, because it was all bent back, so it was all tight. And then like it wasn't so much like trying to sit like crisscross, but like he straightened his leg out. And, like, it let all of that, like, all that skin that was, like, pulled real tight just went loose.
And it went like a can of, like, beer nuts. Like, when you take it off and, like, the snakes just kind of start screaming out.
I'm living for these descriptions. so it opened like a fish's mouth.
Yeah.
All of these are correct. All of these are what I could liken it to.
Oh, it'd be so good if you had video of it and then you played that Billy Big Mouth Bass song over it when he bit his knee.
That would be perfect.
Oh, well, I'm glad he's doing all right and I'm glad he got stabbed for your birthday. Was that the cat?
No, oh, yeah. Trying to keep him from jumping on the other table.
I thought I saw Jeremy's cat, too. That's wild.
Yeah, you did. You saw Lord Montague of the Sink is having a romp.
Do you have a cat, Kyle?
I have a dog.
You're allergic, aren't you?
My wife is very allergic. Definitely allergic. Has been to the hospital before.
Jesus.
When she was a kid. Yeah. We went to the zoo one time, and fucking idiot. our friend worked at the zoo, so he gave us, like, behind-the-scenes, like, tour of the zoo, which was amazing. I loved it so much. But they had these snow leopards, and, like, he's like, yeah, you want to hold the snow leopards? So we went back, and they're, like, little kittens, I guess. Yeah. But my wife just completely forgot she was allergic to a cat, and she has this picture where she's holding it. And then we go to get Dippin' Dots, and her just face just starts closing up from having this cat next to it on vacation in Nashville. And it was a terrible rest of the day, but looking back on it, awesome. So, no, we don't have cats. We have a dog. Yeah.
That's rough. I'm glad that you both have that memory,
though. Yeah, I don't hate cats, but she can't be around. Like, yeah. We can't even go to people's houses with a cat.
Feel it. Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I just remembered because I think like the cat tried to like rub on you here and you were like, no. Sorry. You're like, you apologized very politely to the cat. I was like, I'm sorry.
I don't hate them. Anyways. So, what else exciting? Is there anything else? There was a hostage situation down the street for me today, I found out.
Yikes.
Who was taken hostage?
I don't know. I didn't get to watch, but somebody took and put on Facebook a 2.5-hour movie of the standoff. They recorded the entire thing, so I was like scrolling through it, but I don't really know what happened. It's probably on the news, but I didn't get to watch the movie yet. And it was some dude in the hood, and he was just going like, if it was me and it was war zone, I would fly the drone in there to keep myself from my army safe. So he's calling this whole thing like he's playing war zone, what they should be doing. It was great, actually. If I can find and share it, I will.
Yeah, we'll put it out there.
That's the most exciting thing. That's still nowhere near Nick's Billy Big Bass mouth knee.
It was pandemonium. Like, just the second it happened, just like the energy in the room was just like, well, all right. We're all at 100%.
He cut, that knife was sharp enough to cut through his Wranglers.
He was wearing shorts.
He was wearing shorts. I can't imagine him even wearing shorts.
It's hot.
Yeah, I hear ya. He looked like a jean and 99 degree weather guy.
Nah, he's got a sometimes every now, once every blue moon, he airs out those pasty, pasty knobbly knees. And you know what? This time he paid the price.
Yep. That's what he gets for wearing shorts.
That was the last time Nick Yurig wore shorts. Yeah.
No, the only other thing that happened this week was actual birthday, and that was uneventful.
40. Is that why your hair is pink or purple, or why? I can't really tell.
It's, yes. It's both, basically. I don't know.
I'm assuming it's a sad boys thing.
No.
You just did it?
It's just... I wanted to have something to smile about when I looked in the mirror in the morning. So I dyed my hair.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I am.
It rocks.
I love anyone who just like, it always bothers me when like people see people with like dyed hair and they're like, oh, that's so cool. I could never do that. So just fucking do it. Just do it. Like, if you just fucking do it, you can. You can. If it's not going to get you, like, fired from your job, just fucking do it.
You know, like, I'm too lazy.
That's the thing. It's like, that's totally valid. It's just, like, the people who are just, like, I could never, just, like, because of, like, whatever dumb, like, bullshit they believe. You know, like, Hell, I could do a lot of things, but I'm too lazy. Like,
I should frost my tips. I think you might inspire me, Jeremy.
Yeah, go get that done, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Any other great thing that happened? I was outside the other day. I live across the street from O'Toole's, and they just reopened, and they added outdoor seating. So they have like those little like just like the outdoor seating barriers, like the little, like wrought iron fences. And I watched a family bike past O'Toole's, and a fucking kid hit one of those fences so hard, I heard the, like, metal on metal, like, tink from clear across the street.
Oh, yeah.
The kid was just on the fucking ground. It was great.
That's what he gets for not paying attention.
It's like, it's still not the hardest I've seen someone just like eat shit at O'Toole's, but.
Is that why you have that chair just so you can look out the window at O'Toole's?
Legit O'Toole's and then like the halfway house that's like right behind it.
Oh, that's got to be a lot of fun.
The like ambulances are there like every other day. Like Dylan still like looks and I'm just like, come on. Nothing new.
Apparently, I found out, I was talking to somebody at Family Dollar, one of the banks in the area had accidentally put 50s in the 20 slot in the ATM, and there was like a 3-hour wait to get money out of the bank.
Man.
I mean, like, they're all screwed. Like, the banks are going to come get that money. I've had, like, an error withdrawal before. They're just going to fuck you. But they said, like, it was just lined up with just, like, people calling, like, friends and family, just saying, the bank's giving out 50s instead of 20s. Come get it. And, I mean, I can't blame anybody. I would have done it had I known. Yeah. But
same.
That was a cool thing that happened. It didn't happen to me directly, but, you know.
So everybody drew the bank error in your favor card.
Yes, yes. It was a big womp, apparently. He said, like, they had, like, traffic, like, just blocking the street. Like, you know, they must have filled it before they left. So from, like, 5 to, like, 8:30, like, this ATM was just fucking taken. That ATM got gangbanged, dude. So, yeah, it's good. People are getting some money.
Man.
Good for them.
Yeah. So. Yeah, what a positive. Is this the most positive episode of Ad Hom ever?
See what happens when Chris isn't here to just be like, so, do any of you guys have COVID yet? Well, if you're probably going to get it soon, right? Which one of us is going to die first, guys? So about the election, man, let me talk about, like, bank errors and just, like, Nick Yurick getting sliced open. Just let me feel good once in a while. Chris, come on.
Did you finish Sopranos?
No, I've been so – I've been such in, like, I have not been in a Sopranos. Like, I tried to watch an episode and, like, I can't do it.
Barrel through it. There's 20 episodes in the last season.
I know, I got to. But, like, the thing, like, my mindset is so, like, I just finished binge-watching Full House.
See, what are you doing? You can't pick up another show.
We just started Family Matters. Like, I need, like, 20 minutes. Like, Urkel's gonna be loud. Carl's gonna get mad. And, like, then, like, that dope-ass theme song's gonna play. And we're all gonna be fine, you know? But I'll try.
And then it happens again.
And then it happens again.
Yeah, I know.
And then 3 hours later, you've watched like 34 episodes. Like, shit. Okay.
So are you ready to write this sitcom then?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. Because, like, man, only because I'm getting really good at, like, dissecting the theme songs. The same guy wrote and performed all these theme songs. Full House, Step by Step, Family Matters, Perfect Strangers. He's out here just, like, cranking them out, doing them good. And, like, I got it down. Like, I know what a song needs to be that kind of theme song. And I'm just like, okay, way ahead of yourself, Tabitha. It's not time for that yet.
Like, the same guy wrote all of those songs.
And performed them.
Damn, dude. Was he on Epstein's flight log?
Yeah, that's why he was so happy.
Hell yeah, dude. That guy's crushing it. Oh, good. I know that Jock Jams guy or whatever was a pedo, but Chris isn't here, so we don't have to talk about that.
Man. That feels good. It feels good. Just, like, be able to continue having a good time. Just dunking on Chris this whole episode.
Nah.
I just assumed that it was some sort of queer holiday, and that's why he asked off.
Damn.
They get their own holidays, right?
I don't know, man. I don't think it's a gay holiday.
I was going to say, what holiday would he get off that I wouldn't?
Good point. You would have told me.
Yeah. I would have said, hey, can't do this tonight. I'm more reliable than Chris. I let you know about my special holidays that I need off.
That's true. What about gay people with AIDS? Do they get their own holiday?
I'm sure. Like, there's all sorts of websites where, like, if you go to them, they, like, tell you all the holidays. And, like, all the, like, national days. And there's, like, 9 things on each day. So, like, there has to be one for that.
There, I know National AIDS Day was December. Because they all gave us rainbow lanyards for National AIDS Day, which I was kind of like,
for real?
Okay.
Who thought that one through?
Somebody did, and I just laughed, and then I haven't stopped wearing it.
I've seen you with it. I didn't know that was for AIDS. I thought it was for gay.
I mean, it is for gay, but it was given to us for AIDS.
Oh, man. And that's like just, AIDS is going around using the rainbow, too. It's like a conflict of interest.
I think the message was this disease disproportionately affected the gay community. So have a rainbow thing to remind you of that.
Oh. Here's some free stuff for it. Here you go. That'll make it better. That's pretty wild piece of merch.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Damn, so you didn't finish Sopranos? Nothing. Go ahead, Jeremy. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So you have this website up that lists what day it is for every day of the year. What's today?
Oh, should I have it up? Okay, let's see. Like, national.
What is today?
What is today? Today, like literally, like, what is today? Like, what's the actual date?
No, like, what is this? Like, this is like, is this Woolly Bear Appreciation Day?
It should be R.I.P.
I know. R.I.P. R.I.P. Dick Otter. Him and the diabetes guy died.
Dude, Will from Brimley. I'm bringing up the calendar right now. But no, yeah, I'm very sad that Dick Goddard and Wilford Brimley are dead. And Regis Philbin. Yeah, Regis Philbin. I keep getting upset that, like, old people are dying. And Dylan's like, well, they're old. And I'm like, yeah, but you can still be upset that a fucking old person dies.
Let's just be happy that they didn't die from COVID. Exactly. Being responsible.
They're just kicking the bucket from just, like, being old. It's fine. Okay, August. August 4th. August National Dance. Okay, it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. It's National Coast Guard Day.
Why is it?
It's also National Night Out Day.
Well, whoops.
The first Tuesday in August. You go out. Don't do that.
No, not at all. Please don't.
As I cough. No, yeah, we're it's kinda underwhelming. They're all just like bullshit, obviously.
Is there any in the next few days when this is a real podcast and live?
This is true.
It's actually August 6th or 7th right now, Tabitha. I don't know why you read 3 days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I'm very stupid. That's why I did that.
Well, you're a lady.
Yeah, I don't got good brains. August 6th, National Root Beer Float Day. National Fresh Breath Day. And National Wiggle Your Toes Day. So it's like a really good day if you're like an ice cream enthusiast who's crazy about dental hygiene and has a foot fetish.
Hmm. Yeah, have a big root beer float and then wiggle your toes to make sure the diabetes didn't set in.
Yo, August 8th, National CBD Day. Hell yeah.
Dude, that rocks.
Same day as National Frozen Custard Day.
You don't get high, but you might as well enjoy some custard.
You'll feel good.
Who makes these up?
I don't know.
Is there a submit button in the corner? Can we just submit, start submitting shit?
We should. I hope so. Maybe when you finally get to the end of all of these, but you'll never get to the end of all of these because each day has like six things. Okay, August 11th, Global Kinetic Sand Day.
What is kinetic sand?
It's just like, it's like sand that like sticks to itself. It's like in the same category as like gack and like slime and stuff, but like it's like sandy texture, but if you like squeeze it, it molds into that shape.
Hmm. I didn't know that was worthy of a day, but
I guess I've never touched it myself personally, but it looks really cool.
Check our birthdays.
Birthdays. Oh, no. Shit. Okay. Birthdays. Yeah. What's your birthday, Kyle?
September 7th. It's Labor Day this year, so that's a big one.
And I know yours was just recently, Jeremy. Well, what's the actual day? The first,
yeah.
Oh, yours has a bunch. Okay. Jeremy's International Mahjong Day. Hell yeah.
All right.
National Raspberry Cream Pie Day.
I didn't know there was such thing as a raspberry cream pie.
Let alone a national day for it.
I want to have one now.
Ooh, National Girlfriends Day.
Well, shit.
Yas, queen.
Yo, Respect for Parents Day. You better respect your parents on Jeremy's birthday.
That's right.
National Disc Golf Day.
Oh, man. This day's not looking so good.
National Mustard Day.
Oh, well, that's appropriate.
Okay, I don't know what this is. It says National Jamaican Patty Day. I don't know. Okay. Oh, apparently it's like a delicious Jamaican pastry, according to this article.
Well, all right. And I might have to enjoy that.
You might have to. And that's it. That sounds like it's like kind of a mixed bag of a day.
I don't know. I definitely am not. About
the mustard.
I am excited about the mustard. You know, I really wish the mustard would have been there with National Wiggle Your Toes Day, I'll be honest.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Kyle, September 7th. Number one, National Beer Lovers Day.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Try not to drink.
National Salami Day.
I mean, we're batting 1,000 right now.
National New Hampshire Day.
Wonder what their COVID cases are like.
Didn't people used to go there to get gay married?
Yeah. They definitely maybe that's, did.
Maybe that's why they had a national day. It's like, this is the day everybody goes and gets married.
And eat salami.
Eat salami.
Hey.
Also, National Grateful Patient Day. And it's supposed to be where, like, people, like, show appreciation for, like, medical industry workers. Which just sounds like a weird way to phrase that. Like, nationally be a grateful patient.
In due time for that one for me. In due time.
That's about it. Not much else fun.
That's it? Some salami. Yeah. And that's salami, whatever. That's a good one, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'll do it. What are yours?
Mine? Let's find it. October 26th. Do I have a lot? Whoa, cool. Okay. National Financial Crime Fighter Day.
What?
I guess it's all about those financial crime fighters. Like the Bank Secrecy Act and Anti-Money Laundering Act professionals. That's their day.
I'm glad they have a day. Putting rich people in jail is important.
It's also National Tennessee Day, National Day of the Deployed, National Mule Day. Hell yeah.
Of course.
Also National Pumpkin Day. And National Mincemeat Day. Having a cool ass birthday.
You ever had a mincemeat pie?
No.
Me neither.
How about you, Kyle?
I don't even know what mincemeat is.
It's some sort of meat.
Yeah. I don't think I actually know.
It's probably pretty terrible if it's not more popular because, you know, people eat anything.
Should we do Chris Paul's birthday?
I don't know when it is.
I don't know either. Look it up.
It's February.
No, let's just do Chris Clem's birthday.
We can do Chris Paul's too. But
I forget when Chris Clem's birthday is too.
I'm going to see if it's on Facebook. I'm lurking. Chris Paul's birthday is February 17th.
Okay. I knew it was in the teens. I just couldn't remember which teen.
The barely legal one.
Oh no, Chris only has two things. It's National Random Act of Kindness Day.
Boo.
And National Cabbage Day. And that's it. That's all Chris gets.
Chris gets a nice cabbage roll for his birthday as a random act of kindness. That's all he gets.
We should figure out how to submit a national day and we should come up with one in honor of Chris on his birthday.
It'd be yeah, there like needs to be more days.
Low key trolling him.
What would Chris's national day be?
That's a good question.
National Gay Day.
National Get an Erection Reading a Comic Book Day.
Dunked on.
I don't have anything good to say. Not even like good as in mean, but like by nothing funny. I got
National. So what else is going on, Day?
There we go.
Chris Clem's birthday is just encouraging him to be fat because it's National Vanilla Milkshake Day and National Ice Cream Soda Day, and then like nothing else notable, like National Seashell Day. Like, that's it.
What days does Baby Jesus share? Does it have more than one? Has anybody tried to sneak in some other National Potato Pancake Day on Christmas?
Let's see if the war on Christmas is alive and well on this website. Okay. Kind of a shit website, so. Okay, hold up. National Pumpkin Pie Day.
Hell yeah.
That is a month late.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The fucking pumpkin industry is just jockeying for position.
It's also claiming it's something called Alphabet Day, where it's a day with no L, and you're not supposed to use the letter L.
Wait, why?
Because Noel, like Christmas Noel, so they call it Alphabet Day.
I feel like I've been tricked.
I kind of want to just, like, punch whoever, like, was like, yeah, we'll call it fuck off. I'm not having fun anymore. And for, okay, the day after Christmas, National Candy Cane Day. Why is Christmas National Pumpkin Pie Day? And the day after, that makes no goddamn sense.
Oh, because people are getting rid of candy canes and passing them out because they suck. Fuck a candy cane.
Yeah, candy canes do really suck. I cut the roof of my mouth on a candy cane once.
I like the blue ones, like, once in, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
I like candy canes because around Christmas, all the cam whores put them in their butt like pens. Well, take the candy cane challenge.
That's all you need.
Well, what else is a Jew supposed to enjoy on Christmas?
That's very true. What other, like, okay, depending on the holiday, what other things do they put up their butts?
I haven't seen candy corn yet. I'm going to have to find it.
Do you get a sparkler for the 4th of July?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Damn.
I've seen somebody shoot a Roman candle out of her twat, and that was a little much.
Hell yeah.
That rocks. I would pay to see that. I would pay a small amount, but I would pay to see it.
I don't know. I feel like I kind of want to direct these just so I can have a popcorn balls on a string as anal beads thing happen. I mean, if you pay people enough, they will do whatever. I think that'd be something I'd want to finance.
I mean, I'm in. We can. We'll talk after the show. Let's not say too much, but we can do a calendar. We can do a virtual calendar.
man, the last calendar I was involved in had my dick out for way too much of it. So as long as my dick isn't out, I'm in.
Well, no, we'll pay somebody to do this.
All right, good.
Yeah, for real. I haven't really dabbled in to that area of the world, but yeah, you can pay anybody to do anything for fairly affordable. I don't know. I got some ideas. Tabitha left us, probably to go get chocolate chip cookies, because it's chocolate chip cookie day.
Man, I gave away my chocolate chip cookies.
What's that?
I gave away my chocolate chip cookies because I was sick. I should go get more.
I'm very sorry. I was gone and I didn't tell anyone.
Did you go get chocolate chip cookies?
No, I made chocolate chip cookies like 2 days ago. So I sensed it was coming. I was feeding my asshole cat.
We made brownies today because we're rebels in this house.
Ooh. Do anything like cool with them? Anything?
She puts peanut butter over the top of them. I can take and leave that. I don't really care for that too much.
I feel that. That's how I feel about like frosting on brownies. Like the brownie's enough for me. I don't really need that much else. The only thing I've ever really liked is like someone baked like an Oreo into a brownie. I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
I'll put ice cream on it. Give me a fucking brownie a la mode. There's nothing better.
Hell yeah.
If I'm going to put anything on a brownie, it's going to be fucking ice cream. I'm going to eat it quick.
Yeah, quick.
Quick, he says.
I know. I know how that's eaten. That's how dessert's eaten. Quick.
I worked at Big Boy. I made all those sundaes, the chocolate fudge brownie sundaes.
I don't ever get the sundae. I'm more of a cone guy. But at home, I'll make a sundae. And this is why I'm so fat.
I feel it.
Anytime Chris isn't around, I just talk about how much I eat.
I mean, we get it, Kyle. You're fat because you eat a lot. I'm fat because I don't move more than 16 feet in a day. My muscles are slowly atrophying.
Ain't that the truth? Preach.
So what else is new, guys? We need that. I mean, we need that every once in a while.
Yeah. I'm being a poor substitute for old what's this stupid name he came up? Chrissy?
Chrissy?
I don't know.
He should be a Chrissy.
You've always called him Chrissy?
I said, I've always liked our nicknames.
Tabzy.
I'm so sorry. He started calling me Tabzy, and I was like, I hate this shit. It's awful. He called me that, like, long before the podcast, and I was just like, I don't like it. And then, like, once it was on the podcast, and he was like, fine, it's everyone now. I'm like, okay, I can manage it when it's everyone.
Is your cat about to fuck that pillow? Is that what we're watching live?
What?
Jeremy has turned the phone around.
Whoa.
Or he has morphed into a cat, one of the two.
Oh, no, yeah, the cat loves that pillow. Or whatever that is, he's going to fuck it. My cat does it with blankets, but not like big pillows like that, or like...
He does it with this pillow, Paddington Bear, and blankets.
So basically everything. Pillows, blankets, and a stuffed animal.
Yeah, he leaves my stuffed animals alone, but
all the other ones are his.
Yep. Because he knows if he crosses me, he'll get belly rubs. There's nothing he can do to stop it because I'm very skilled at giving animals what they don't want.
I wouldn't advertise that.
Oops. Ooh, did I make a whoopsie?
Get to getting already, dude. Start banging this pillow. It's just biting its neck right now. Like, it's.
I hate to break it to you, but that's pretty much as sexy as it gets. He doesn't, like, start humping it or anything. He just, like, gets into position for a while.
He's just in there for the hunt. He doesn't need to go for the kill.
I mean, he doesn't have, he doesn't quite know how that works.
Nah, fair. I want to do something.
I don't know what it is.
So do all cats do that? I've never owned a cat. So I've had dogs. Like, I know dogs are like hump legs from time to time, but like you said, both your cats are sexual deviants. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, Oliver bit this cat on the butthole a few nights ago.
Jesus.
Like chomp, chomp, like tooth going in the hole, chomped on the butthole.
God. That's rough. I ain't never owned cats that done that. That's freaky.
Yeah.
When she bit her knee, did it split open like a can of beer nuts?
Yeah. It did not. It was just, that's another part of the fight. Oh, I got my asshole bitten. Like, no wonder Monty's such a goddamn weirdo. Because he's emasculated.
Constantly getting his asshole bitten.
Mm-hmm. I need to feel like a big man with a pillow sometimes, too, then.
Well, I don't got much else, guys. Well, how about you? Are we there yet?
Can we do it?
They'll do, pigs.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.